Hi, this is Javon, your Blinds.com design consultant.
Oh, wow. A real person.
Yep. I'm here to help with everything from selecting the perfect window treatments to...
Well, I've got a complicated project.
No problem. We make the complex simple. I can even help schedule a professional measure and install.
I didn't realize you did that.
We can also send you samples fast and free.
Wow. I always thought I needed a designer to come to my home, but scheduling's always a nightmare.
Not with Blinds.com. We're on your schedule, and there's no haggling, pressure, or hidden fees either.
I just might have to do more.
Whatever you need. How about you tell me what you had in mind?
Okay, then. So the first room we're looking at is for guests coming over, and I'm thinking of...
From free expert design help to our 100% satisfaction guarantee, everything we do is made to fit your life and your windows. Because at Blinds.com, the only thing we treat better than windows is you. Black Friday deals are going on all month long. Save up to 45% off site-wide, plus an additional 10% off every order at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions apply.
Find new customers on a platform that's here to stay. With TikTok for Business, anything is possible. If you've ever thought about advertising your business on TikTok, now is the time to do it. You can drive more customers to your website, sell products right in the app, and you can even use TikTok's creative tools to easily make content and find creators to help sell your products for you. Find new customers today. Just open your browser, type in getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads, and grow your business fast.
You're jamming your favorite song, and while you aren't missing a beat, you could be missing a signal from your body. It's an SOS from your kidneys, and it doesn't sound like music at all. It's silent. High blood pressure, type 2 diabetes, and other risk factors can quietly stress the kidneys, leading to negative impacts on the heart. That's why you should ask your doctor about a simple urine test called UACR. Most miss the signal for hidden kidney disease and related heart risk. You shouldn't. Visit DetectTheSOS.com today to learn more.
This guy right here, Herb Howard, he is the absolute truth.
What's that, Herb? I'm sorry.
Yeah, I got it.
Our brother, Herb Howard, Bears beat reporter for the Bigs. He's in the building.
Herb Howard, always a great football press conference question asker.
Herb Howard and all the guys from the Bigs, and they're looking at me. They're shaking their heads at me.
I was going to ask you, have you played receiver?
Y'all are laughing. He's the only one not laughing.
And you hear that baritone in the press conferences. You know that a good question is coming.
Yeah, that's a great point, Herb. I will say that you hit it right on the head there.
From the Bigs, Herb Howard is in the house.
I wish I looked as comfortable as
I know, man. I need some chanclas on.
Very nice look.
So very man, casual. Let me tell you what happened. This is probably about 2 years ago. Lou invites me to do some pregame work at Soldier Field with him. I come, I'm dressed, I feel like I feel really, really good. I got a little, like, mauve pink color suit. It's tailored, it fits good. I look amazing, if I do say so myself. We do the hit, hits over. Lou goes, if you ever outdress me again on my own show, I'll never invite you back. I haven't been back on the show since.
I don't think you would do that because I don't think that you would ever admit to being overdressed or outdressed.
It was off camera, outdressed. So from now on, I'm always going to underdress anytime I'm with Luke.
By the way, I remember that day you did look really good.
Spiegel and Holmes, afternoons on the Score.
Man, Herb Howard is just one of the stars, man. Like, you talk about... The next generation of stars in what it is that we do. This guy is all about it. And to further the legend of Herb Howard Speaks, I want you to know that Jay Iller, who is the Bears DJ, he threw a set, the Get Busy set, over at Promontory in Hyde Park. Afternoon party, grown folks type stuff. Perfect for people that want to go get their dance on and listen to some good music and then go to the crib. So I go because I want to support. I want to represent. It's right down the street from my house, too. Like, that makes it easy. So I roll up in there. It's late summer, early fall. So I'm rocking shorts. I don't care. I'm an old man, right? I walk in and the first person I see is Herb Howard in a full tuxedo. Full tuxedo. And so now, like, my nickname for him is the Wolf, because it's just like what happened in Pulp Fiction, where the Wolf is at a daytime party in the morning when he gets the call from Jules in a full tuxedo. And I was like, look at this dude right here in a full tuxedo, man. In the daytime. I love it.
Hey, that's hilarious, man. I told you I was on my way to the Young Jeezy concert, and he was doing the 20th anniversary of TM 101 with the full symphony orchestra. So it was it was appropriate for where I was going, not so much for where we were at the time, but I was pregaming at the day party. I had to go see Jay Ella.
Why does every recipe I try need 18 ingredients, including a jar of something paste I'll never use again but will sit in my fridge for 9 months? I just want dinner in the oven, fast. That's why I love Blue Apron's new one-pan assemble and bake meals. They send you fresh ingredients that are already chopped. All you do is put it all together and bake. That's it. No chopping, no weird leftovers, just delicious, easy-to-make meals. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Hi, this is Javon, your Blinds.com design consultant.
Oh, wow, a real person.
Yep, I'm here to help with everything from selecting the perfect window treatments to...
Well, I've got a complicated project.
No problem. We make the complex simple. I can even help schedule a professional measure and install.
I didn't realize you did that.
We can also send you samples fast and free.
Wow, I always thought I needed a designer to come to my home, but scheduling's always a nightmare.
Not with Blinds.com. We're on your schedule, and there's no haggling, pressure, or hidden fees either.
I just might have to do more.
Whatever you need. How about you tell me what you had in mind?
Okay, then. So the first room we're looking at is for guests coming over, and I'm thinking of...
From free expert design help to our 100% satisfaction guarantee, everything we do is made to fit your life and your windows. Because at Blinds.com, the only thing we treat better than windows is you. Black Friday deals are going on all month long. Save up to 45% off site-wide, plus an additional 10% off every order at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions apply.
At Marisa's, we're all about great jeans. You know, the ones that fit you just right. The ones that go from work days to weekends and everywhere in between. The ones that simply make you feel good. Because you don't just wear jeans, you live in them. With 25 sizes, 5 lengths, and 6 denim brands, you've got options. And fit experts in every store to make jean shopping easier. Find great jeans starting at $29.90 in stores and at Marisa's.com.
So there you go. I mean, nobody knew where the wolf was coming from. That's the thing about that scene in Pulp Fiction. Nobody had any idea. So Lawrence didn't know when he saw you. It was just striking. That's great to see, man.
We had a time too. It was a good time there.
We had a real good time. We cut a rug a little bit, and it was a good time. JL always sets the vibes right.
Herb, I don't think we've ever talked on the radio. I don't think so.
We have not. I am honored. It is an honor and a pleasure to be on with you, man. I've appreciated your work for a very long time, so I'm glad to be on while you are here. Usually they don't invite me when you're here.
I don't know what that's about. You know? What? I'll talk to my people and figure out what the hell's going on. It was never my choice. Let me say that for the record.
Okay.
All right?
I was wondering.
Herb, you're outstanding, man. Thanks for joining us here on The Score. So, look, let's get right to the matter at hand. Really, the biggest matter at hand, I think, it's gone even beyond the Caleb and Ben combination. The Bears are 7-3. This is real enough to be taken seriously by the entire NFL, isn't it?
It's definitely real enough to be taken seriously by the entire NFL. The Bears are first place atop the NFC North, and hopefully they never give it back. But it's a bit of a conundrum because we still don't really know if they are who we hope they are, right? Because the schedule just hasn't provided them an opportunity to play other teams that have winning records or other teams that are vying for playoff position. And so now that part of the schedule is coming up, and we're going to find out, you know, how well equipped the Bears are to deal with the tougher part of their schedule.
So let's go to the second part. How do you feel like the Ben Johnson, Caleb Williams pairing is working? And what are your concerns, if any, at this point?
I think it's working well in the sense that, you know, Ben Johnson is going to be transparent, not only with him, but he's transparent in public. And I think that Caleb is one, he's able to handle that. I think he's always been able to handle that aspect of his job in terms of how he deals with the media and, you know, everything that's swirling around his play. So I think that part of it works well. He's able to, you know, critique Caleb, and Caleb seems to be learning from that, right? It's still going to be a work in progress. You're still talking about a second-year quarterback who's learning, you know, a brand-new system again with a brand-new coach again. So I think there's still some growing pains that we certainly are seeing, and that's what kind of leaves stuff to be desired when you say, well, why can't he take advantage of some of these opportunities early so these games don't come down to these late-game heroics? And I think once they get to that level, I think – you know, that's when you'll see Caleb really start to hit his ceiling. But I think that Coach Johnson is going to continue to keep the standard at a very, very high level. And I think Caleb is willing to put the work in to try and meet that standard.
To go back to what Speaks was talking about at the beginning of this, when you look at this team and being up there every day, talking to people every day, what do you think is real about them? And what are the things that you are actually concerned about?
Yeah, I think the takeaways, I think that's a real thing. And I think it starts with D.A., Dennis Allen, the defensive coordinator, and I think it extends to Coach Harris, their DB's coach and passing game coordinator. They talk about it every single day. Coach Harris comes to practice every single day and says, hey, we got to get 4 takeaways in practice today. We got to get 5 takeaways in practice today. And they preach it. I was talking to safety Kevin Byard today in the locker room, and, you know, he's got 5 takeaways now. He was like, Herb, I should have 8. He said, if you think about it, Nashawn Wright took one away from me. He said, I dropped one, and then one of my interceptions got called back, and he's right. Nashawn Wright, I mean, Nashawn was just going for the ball like he should, but he ended up taking it right out of KB's hands a couple weeks ago. They had one called back a little bit earlier in the season, and then Kevin Byard dropped one that hit him in the hands. And so I think what they're doing in terms of these takeaways, that is legitimate. I think they are going to be able to sustain that, even though they're about to start playing better quarterbacks right now. So I think, you know, you got to consider that part of it, but I think it's the mentality, and they just keep coming in bunches for this team, and I think they certainly need that. But it's going to come down to the offense being able to take advantage of those opportunities, and that's what concerns me. Their ability to take advantage of the opportunities, not just late in the games and come back and win games, or let teams get back in the game and then still pull it out. It's got to be a situation where they're taking advantage of these opportunities early. You're getting extra possessions from the defense, and you've got shots to be able to take. They had 2 shots in the Vikings game, once down the sideline to Rome, and then once, you know, on a corner route to DJ, and they just weren't able to hook up on those things. Those are huge plays, and you got to be able to hit those so that, you know, you're not sitting there with a 16-3 lead against J.J. McCarthy while he looks absolutely terrible, but it only takes him, you know, one drive to put together and then steal the lead from you. You should be up 26-3 in that game because the opportunities were there. So that's what really concerns me, is the offense's ability to take advantage of the opportunities they have. When they get short fields, when they get in the red zone, that has to be 7, not 3, and not punts.
Man, the Caleb deep ball stuff is fascinating. We played Ben from Monday talking about how he's not worried about the deep ball accuracy, and then he said he doesn't like 50-50 balls. He doesn't believe in them. He'd rather scheme it open. And then Caleb today echoed that, and he said he's never liked 50-50 balls. And I don't know whether that's Caleb talking from his own history or just kind of spouting some Ben right there, but we had a kind of a big conversation about it because sometimes in the NFL – a 55-45 ball or a 60-40 ball, that's open in the NFL. And I hope Caleb knows that and sees that. What are your thoughts on all that?
And they've also invested heavily in putting weapons around him. So if I've got 2 tight ends, 6'5", and I've got Roma Dunze who can go up and get those 50-50 balls, why not give them the opportunities to come down with them? Why not utilize these skill position players that you have? You invested heavily in all of these guys, and they're capable of doing that. So sometimes go ahead and take advantage of that. And, you know, the window might not be huge, but put it in there anyway, or put it up in the air so they have an opportunity to go get it. And that's how you see a lot of these receivers in the 50-50 balls. They're really 70-30, 80-20 balls. And then you add in the potential for pass interference in those types of situations, go ahead and give them a shot. I get what Coach is saying. He wants to scheme them up so that they're open by 0.5 yard or 1 yard or so. Ooh, that's wonderful. But every play isn't going to be like that. And when it's not, you still got to be willing to take shots, especially with the weapons that he has.
When Ben Johnson came in, and Speaks and I did like a deep dive on what he was doing offensively, I was wondering if he was going to be able to get the amount of attempts he would need in a run game to do play action better. And he's done that. Like, they've had an excellent run game so far this season. How much did he preach this? And did you expect that they would be able to run the ball with the effectiveness of, one, getting yards, but two, then putting Caleb in a position for him to hit some play action throws?
And that running game has worked out, I think, better than anybody imagined, right? Everybody who came in, and most people were down on DeAndre Swift. I personally wasn't down on DeAndre Swift because I understood that he played behind the same offensive line that Caleb played behind last year. I just like Dre's skill set. But, you know, the idea of they got to get another running back and they end up just getting Kyle Manunga in the seventh round. And for the most part, it didn't seem like that would be enough. And early, they struggled to get the running game going. Brand new interior, brand new offensive line almost, in totality on the interior. But you've seen them come together. And now, talk about the Bears being number two in the league in rushing. They've gotten that running game going better than anybody could imagine. And you talk about a coach who wants to establish the run game so that he can set up that play action. I think it still isn't quite where he wants it to be, because he talked about, you know, wanting to establish the run from right out the jump, right out the gate. He was like, I want to establish the run. But then he also talked about wanting to have a 70% completion percentage. And that's not where they are right now. I mean, the idea is, if we can establish the run and set up this play action, that should help us get some easy throws. That's a way to scheme guys open. That's where we should be able to find these two tight ends running wide open in the middle of the field. They weren't able to get either of the tight ends involved for much of early in the season. Now they're both starting to get some targets. We saw Cole Kmet get as many targets as he's had all season and, you know, make some catches and get some run after catch. Posting Loveland is coming along, and so I think you're starting to see it. But I just think that, you know, the reality is things take time. And we're talking about them being together for, you know, 10 games now. And it just takes a little bit more time than that for everything to be clicking on all cylinders. We wanted that same production and same offense that we saw from Ben when he was in Detroit. But that took years to build. But the Bears are still top five offense in scoring. They're still in yards. They're still number two in rushing. So it is coming together, but you still want it to just look a little bit more sharp, a little bit more crisp.
Herb Howard kills it at Bears press conferences and has for a long time. And, you know, is the beat reporter for It's the Bigs. How long you been doing it up there, Herb, at this point?
This is my fifth season.
All right. So you had Justin and you had Caleb. You got a sense for Caleb as a dude? I think we ended up with a sense for Justin as a dude. And even now when I see him, like, do you have a sense for who Caleb Williams is like as a person?
Getting a much better sense of who he is as a person this year than last year. Last year he was, you know, rookie and just kind of a little bit quiet and kind of stayed to himself. But just observing him in the locker room now, just having side conversations with him in the locker room now, he seems much more comfortable in his position, much more available to talk to you and just have conversations with you about life or about whatever. And I think he's just a lot more of himself now. You see him joking around with his teammates. You see him, you know, they got a basketball hoop in the locker room. They're shooting around, and he's talking crap as much as everybody else is talking crap. So I've certainly got a better feel for him, you know, this season. I wasn't trying to force that issue I'm never trying to force the issue with anybody. So I certainly wasn't trying to do that with him last year in terms of forcing him to find out, okay, who are you as a person outside of this number one pick and, you know, generational talent? Who is Caleb? But I think this year, certainly, you've been able to just get a better feel for the type of person he is. I think he's an extremely hard worker on the football field. But off the field, I think he's just a regular guy that wants to have fun, wants to hang out. He's smart. He's funny. And I found him very, very entertaining and just cool to talk to. He's just been a cool dude to talk to. The way like DJ Moore is, or the way, you know, Kyler Gordon is, you just talk to these guys, Jalen Johnson, the way I've been able to build rapport with them, I'm starting to have that type of situation with Caleb. And he's just a cool dude to talk to.
That's cool to hear, because, like, I firmly believe that when you are more comfortable with yourself, whoever you are, whatever you got, then you have a better chance to be really good at your job, you know? And last year I got the sense that Caleb had a lot on his mind and was trying to figure it out and portray whatever you got to portray. It's right. Good. The more authentic he is, the easier it would get, don't you think?
100%. I think he just feels more comfortable in his skin and able to just be himself and settle into the fact that I am the quarterback of the Chicago Bears, and it is a large market, and everything I do is going to be highly scrutinized and examined. But, you know, I can still find time to just be myself. And I think, you know, I think he had his guard up a little bit, you know, about what he wanted to talk about and who he wanted to talk to. And, you know, over time, people just come to understand you a little bit better. The way I go about my business up at Hallis is a little bit unorthodox or a little bit different. I don't tend to be in the big media scrums where everybody's around. I can talk to guys one-on-one and just have conversations with them. It's not even always about football. It's not even always on the record. I just want to figure out, you know, who these guys are, and then that'll give you some insight to some of the things that happen within the game, and it'll give you a little bit of a better connection when you want to know certain things about what's happening, you know, on the field. I had a pretty good conversation with Tremaine Edmonds in the locker room about something that I really want to ask VA about tomorrow, so I won't put it out today. But Tremaine Edmonds was somebody that came in that locker room very guarded, very, very closed off, very shielded. And, you know, just over time, they get to understand how you go about your business of covering them and whether or not you want to, you're looking for headlines or looking for this. And the more comfortable they get, the more you're able to get from them.
The Bigs has a pretty big social media following. You post mm-hmm. stuff, you post your reports, people get into the comments. I'm curious, how have Bears fans reacted to this season that you've seen through your own social media and through what the Bigs itself is putting out there?
Yeah, no, they don't rock with me right now, Lawrence. They don't like what I'm putting down for the most part. I tweeted after the Giants game some analogy about, you know, not being able, you don't get a ton of credit for, you know, starting a fire then coming back with the water hose to put it out. And I felt like that's what the Bears did against the Giants. And, you know, people only want to talk about the late game heroics. And they're like, you just don't like Caleb because you are a Justin guy and you wanted the haul and you hate Caleb. I'm like, I didn't say nothing about Caleb. I don't have to say that man's name. And people just jump down my throat and get upset about it and they go crazy. So I understand. We don't do the same things. I love Bears fans. I've been a Bears fan way, way longer than I've been a Bears reporter. But as a fan and as a reporter, we don't do the same thing, right? You're just trying to enjoy your Sunday and hope your favorite team, your favorite player wins the game. And I get that. But what I have to do is analyze a full football team. So I have to say, okay, it's wonderful that they won that game. It's wonderful that they're 7-3 in first place. But also, you talk about them, you know, oh, they've been so great in one-score games. Well, the Bengals game, you were up 2 touchdowns. That didn't have to be a one-score game. The Vikings game, you were up 2 touchdowns. That didn't have to be a one-score game. And the Giants are the Giants. That didn't have to be a one-score game. The Raiders game, you blocked the field. That's wonderful. Josh Blackwell is one of my favorite players on that team. I love that dude. He blocked the field goal to beat the Raiders, so y'all won by 1 point. Like, it doesn't have to come down to that, especially when you talk about being a really good team, a playoff contender that wants to make a run. I mean, we assume that this is the beginning of something that's going to be this long run of sustained success. We assumed that too in 2018, right? We assumed that was going to go on forever. And I remember the big 2019 kickoff, and it was like, oh, the Bears are Super Bowl contenders because they were so great last year. The fact of the matter is, while you have the opportunity to get into the tournament, be the best that you can and maybe take advantage of it because you don't know that it's coming back.
Herb, ask Washington all about that.
Absolutely.
Mm-hmm. Herb, I'm going to forever picture you in a tuxedo. I'm imagining you in a tuxedo right now, sitting in your car, wherever you are, just like ready to rock. Are you?
It is very, very rare, Steve. I'm either in a suit or I'm in pajamas, man. I wear sweatpants and hoodies all the time. If I'm not in a suit, I got on sweatpants and a hoodie. That's it.
All right.
No in between with me.
No in-between game for Herb Howard.
He's the man. That's the wolf right there. You got the wolf up there covering the Bears. It's pretty great. Herb, we appreciate you, man. Thanks for being on the show.
My pleasure. Thanks for having me.
Hi, this is Javon, your Blinds.com design consultant.
Oh, wow. A real person.
Yep. I'm here to help with everything from selecting the perfect window treatments to...
I've got a complicated project.
No problem. We make the complex simple. I can even help schedule a professional measure and install.
I didn't realize you did that.
We can also send you samples fast and free.
Wow, I always thought I needed a designer to come to my home, but scheduling's always a nightmare.
Not with Blinds.com. We're on your schedule, and there's no haggling, pressure, or hidden fees either.
I just might have to do more.
Whatever you need. How about you tell me what you had in mind?
Okay, then. So the first room we're looking at is for guests coming over. And I'm thinking of...
From free expert design help to our 100% satisfaction guarantee, everything we do is made to fit your life and your windows. Because at Blinds.com, the only thing we treat better than windows is you. Black Friday deals are going on all month long. Save up to 45% off site-wide, plus an additional 10% off every order at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions apply.
Looking for a new way to grow your business?
With TikTok for Business, anything is possible. If you've ever thought about advertising on TikTok, now's the time to do it. You can drive more customers to your website, sell products right in the app, and you can even use TikTok's creative tools to easily make content and find creators to help sell your products for you. Find new customers today. Just open your browser, type in getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads, and grow your business fast.
I'm caught up in the game. My attention is on every play and every whistle. But what I'm missing is a signal coming from my kidneys. That signal isn't like a ref's whistle. It's more of a silent SOS, which could be warning me of an increased risk for events like heart attack or stroke. And a way I can catch that signal? A simple urine test called UACR. If you have type 2 diabetes or high blood pressure, talk to your doctor about the UACR test. Detect the SOS. Visit detectthesos.com to learn more.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
On the job, every minute counts. That's why Lowe's now has ProBlock Quick Dry Primer, expertly manufactured by Sherwin-Williams. Engineered for pros to dry fast and go on smooth for virtually flawless results that keep your job moving. It's available in oil and water-based, and getting it is easy. Order online by 2 p.m. and get free same-day delivery right to your job site. Lowe's, we help, you save. Orders placed after 2 p.m. will be delivered next day. Valid in select zip codes, subject to driver availability. More terms apply.